Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back to hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live. Wayne Cotto here with Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters at Fisherman's Landing in Point Loma. They have me running the equipment today, and we're talking all things fishing and what's happening on the water, along with catch reports and calls and texts.
Looking forward to good stuff going on. Yeah, for sure. And big event this afternoon for CCA California, right?
Absolutely.
The Star Tournament.
Star Tournament Awards. Boy, award. Somebody is going to win that Parker 18-foot center console with the Yamaha 150 motor, the trailer, all from West Coast Marine Services in Newport Beach.
And that starts at noon today?
Noon to 3 at the Bass Pro Shops in Irvine.
And so if you're in that area and want to stop by, it's a free event.
Well, come
right?
by and stop by because we're also serving lunch. We're going to have pulled pork sandwiches. Pulled pork sandwiches, guys.
No
come
kidding.
On by and have some fun with us. Win some prizes. See all the winners, because somebody's going to go home very happy today. Because it's not just the one prize. There's lots of prizes.
There's lots of,
on top
lots
of the junior
great
prizes.
Grand prizes.
We have some junior prizes, too. So
yeah.
It'll be good. It'll be a fun time. Come by. How do you not want to go to Bass Pro Shop anyway? I mean, it's the candy store, right, for everybody. So it'll be a fun day.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, as you can hear, we've just got a great show coming for you. Again, this is another full hour here. Let's Talk Hookup. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. The only way in the second hour is to send us a text, and the texts are standing by. We've got a lot of great text to read here that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just the way they say, make sure you include your name and your phone number, because if you win today's big prize, we need to get it to you. And that, again, is a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses.
Ooh.
Awesome pair. Pete holding them up. Pete and Wayne there showing you this. This week we're giving away a pair of White Tip Pros. It's a black frame, blue mirror combination. It's got that killer Costa 580 glass, a fantastic pair for one lucky caller.
How does that look, huh?
Lucky, ready to go fish, man. Looking good.
Wow.
Styling.
Such a nice wrap.
Yeah, they're really
too.
Good glasses. Yeah. Those guys, really they make so many that fit, and like all of like the little things that you don't think about, the rubberized pieces on the on the ears, like it's you know.
And then the movable nose pieces.
Exactly.
This so not, super comfortable.
Not affected by your sunblock that you put on, all the things. They've got they've got it set up so that if you have like the clip or the suction cup style, you know, sunglass retainers, those will handle both. It's just fishing. Yeah, killer pair from Costa, and we're really proud that one lucky caller or texter is going to win those today. And as always, we're going to decide that by the coin flip at the end of the show today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, hey, you mentioned it, and as promised, it's time to find out what's going on. We got him, the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is standing by with our FishDope.com report, which today is sponsored by Gamakatsu. If you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu, man, you are missing bites. Their 720 heavy-duty assist hook is the one for your nighttime jig fishing. For bait fishing, there's no doubt. Nothing beats a Nautilus circle hook. They come in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6-0. And for big fish, the Nautilus HD, it's tough enough to handle your big fish, but it's not too oversized of a gauge wire to slow your bait down. You can see it at local dealers or check Gamakatsu.com for more information. We got him, the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, Wayne. Wayne, I got to tell you, you're a natural with this, buddy. You're just sitting in that chair doing a great job.
He
That's
is doing
awesome.
A
Thank you. Thanks,
job.
Mark.
He's the man about town, too. He's just all over the place.
That's good. Good thing you snagged him so you can go trout fishing or whatever you're doing.
Exactly.
Field research.
Field research. Got to go.
Field research. I got to love it. All right, guys. So we're creeping up on mid-September, and, you know, traditionally this is our best fishing and typically very good weather, but – man, especially this past week, it's been a little challenging for a lot of the private boat fleet. That wind on the outside has been relentless, you know, and it's getting a little better now and forecast to be better still here this upcoming week, thank God.
Yeah.
But so we got no worthy reports from up north, just not hearing much because of that weather, or from Nick on the outside, although traditionally this time of year at Nick, it can be really interesting fishing that sand spit, but you know, you need some better weather. Now, over at SVI, the only report I had was from one of the sport boats hiding up in the lee so their passengers could have a nice dinner without the plates sliding off and couple hours sleep. That's the SBI report for this week. Catalina, fortunately, it's inside the wind line, so it's been pretty much fishable. You know, choppy on the back, of course, but pretty much fishable. And pretty good for this time of year, actually. There's still some squid on the backside east. And guys, this time of year, that big home guard yellow that lives in them deep water structure spots, they like that squid in that sector from backside middle up to the west. You know, the west is the best. And if you want to learn them deep spots, you know, I got a whole book called In the Gray about how to fish that island. Or at San Clemente Island, still some yellows biting in the cove on the bait grounds, but man, definitely a little slower than it's been, but that bite has just continued for weeks. And but it looks like it might be winding down, that squid's thinning out a little bit. Smaller yellows scattered up and down the spots on the front, and really good calico bass fishing. And then offshore, here's where we had a little uptick and some good local news. The Fishtope plane was up yesterday looking around. They did a hell of a road trip, covered a huge amount of area, and the whole report is on Fishtope. But one of the highlights is that they saw some yellowfin tuna on dolphins near the 267 out in front of Dana Point. That's really, yeah, finally, thank God, and hope that that wasn't an isolated instance. You know, it's really good news because usually by mid-September, that stuff's all over the place, and it just hasn't been. But the water conditions in there, you know, they're good. The water's warm, and it's pretty clean, and there's lots of bait. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully that stuff sticks around.
Hey, Mark, I have a couple questions. You just mentioned In the Gray, and I have a book. If people are looking on Facebook or YouTube Live, I have a copy of it in my office constantly. It's like the Bible. Is that still available?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did a reprint here, well, more than a few years ago, so it's actually a second edition. And, yeah, we got plenty of them.
You got them at the shop?
We do indeed.
Okay.
Yes, we do. And you know what's amazing? We almost, I wouldn't say every day, but several a week, I mean, they're going out because of the website and people coming into the store. And I had a guy come in just day before yesterday. He said, I got to buy one. I lent one to my buddy, and he won't give it back to me.
Yeah, no, it's a good book. It's got everything in it. If you fish in Catalina in that sector up there, man, it's got all of it.
Yeah, it was a fun project. But I got to tell you about this marlin fishing.
Yeah.
And, oh, boy, it's been pretty good. So from that area where they've seen that yellowfin, you know, across to the 14, up to the rigs, down through the steamer lanes, around the Avalon Bank proper and off the east end a little bit. You know, it's a pretty good-sized area. There's a little temperature break in there, and the stuff's kind of on that break. And it's been really good fishing here for a pretty good stretch of time. You know, last weekend was the Masters in the Catalina Island Yacht Club tournament, I think it was. And both those had pretty good fishing. And then this week, the one and only Pesky's tournament. that club was started many years ago, those pescadores, and it was all the high rollers that weren't allowed to fish in some of the other clubs. They started their own. And I got to tell you, I belonged for a long time. I wish I'd never dropped out. It's a wild and crazy bunch of guys. They put on a tournament like no other. The Pesky's is unique. I've seen amazing things, both fishing in the tournament and the after parties afterwards. It's an awful lot of fun. They had a pretty good day yesterday, and I anticipate they'll have good fishing and certainly some good partying at the end of the day today. So congratulations to you guys, and have a good time. And then for the exotic of the week, we actually have two contenders here this week. One of the Sporgo captains saw a manta ray up on the horseshoe. We had a spot of 72-degree clean water on the horseshoe. And for some, yeah. And for some reason, a manta ray goes to and down the side of the boat. So that's kind of unusual, but maybe shape of things to come. And then the other one on the Tornado, another sport boat one here, they caught a Pacific big scale pomfret the other night.
What?
Fishing for
blue. What a trip. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, look that one up. It's kind of a different looking. You know, of all that deep water goofy stuff they catch, I've never seen one of these in the pictures before. So there you go, Pacific big scale pomfret.
And I know not all of them,
exotic
but
of the week.
But some of those pomfrets are like tremendous eating fish too.
Really?
Yeah, but not all of them. Like I know there's some that they catch longline fishing that they disregard, but there's other ones that are just prize table fare. That's a cool looking fish.
Yeah. Something different.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, that's
Mark.
This week's report, guys.
Hey, a great one as always. We sure appreciate you compiling. Great fishing going on right now, but we'll take some of that. And finally, a nice week of weather. We're going to get a really good handle on exactly what's going on. Great timing for FishDope.com to be flying that plane and getting that report. And if you are not a member of FishDope.com and you want to see that great plane report that Mark was talking about, you can save $30 off of a new membership by using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase with no space, saves you $30 on a new membership. Mark, if we want to find you at the greatest spot, best bait tanks in the biz, how do we find Pacific
Edge? And you can buy the book, too.
There it is. You can go buy the Bible in the gray.
Yeah, I'm online, too.
Yeah. How do we find you, Mark?
We're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. Website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And there's no telling what we're going to be talking about next week because things are really looking kind of good offshore. So
well, that warm water, if you haven't noticed, NOAA put out a report about the water and the NorCal all the way up into Washington, Oregon, they're saying the warm water blob's coming across from the north, plus the water down here out of San Diego out to the banks, it's 75 degrees outside right now.
Crazy.
Crazy water.
That's cool. Yeah.
Well, it's like we always say, been a little slow in August maybe. Watch out. It's coming.
Oh, I can't wait.
We seem to be 6 weeks
it's
behind.
Coming.
Right? Yeah. About 6 weeks behind right now.
Yeah. Look at that. You know, I saw a post, Mark, one of the guys on friends on Facebook, I forget who it was, they had nine bites, seven hookups, and released five or six marlin in one day. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's Bruce owns a boat called the Swagger. And
yeah,
if you
yeah.
noticed in that video, you look down in that beautiful cockpit tank. That's our 90-gallon teardrop tank with a whole bunch of custom extras. Yeah, we know Bruce. That crew, he's been high boat, I believe, the last couple, 3 years, and probably will be so again this year. They've had a hell of a season already.
Crazy.
And, yeah, they had nine bites and I think got six flags flying. They had some really, really good fishing.
Like Cabo.
And if you notice those pictures, yeah, like Cabo. Well, you know, we get really good marlin fishing around here sometimes, and you don't hear an awful lot about it because, you know, it's not for everybody. It's kind of specialized. That's a fact. And unfortunately, it had my hooks in me for 30 years. I spent a lot of time chasing them things. We've caught more than a few. And if we ever get this new boat thing figured out, I might be fishing them a little more again here toward the
back
end of this
off,
season.
Back
so.
I like it.
Get the bug again, huh?
Don't call it a comeback.
Back in the saddle. Back in the saddle.
Yeah, boy, Mark. Yeah, boy.
Hopefully I'll be able to tell you about it next week. Thought I would this week here, but there's like one tiny little paperwork snag that's holding things up a little bit. So
all right.
Soon coming.
We're excited,
soon.
Buddy. Well, great job, and I sure appreciate that, and we will look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Take care.
All right, appreciate that. That's a great job, man. He does such a good job. And like you said, Pete, there's just not a better place in the world to get a bait tank than Pacific Edge. It's,
yeah.
It
and
is
I'm
the
telling
difference
you,
maker.
This book, if you want to know about sea bass fishing or just fishing around Catalina, San Clemente,
putting your anchor
Island,
down on the bottom.
Putting an anchor down.
Totally.
This is the book you need to have. Yep. It's literally
good to have a reference. Even if you've read it before, you go back and get a refresher course.
Absolutely. That's why I keep it right here in the world headquarters. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Always good to reference. And Mark got in a lot of trouble for writing.
I know he did.
He gave out a lot of stuff, right?
That was the inside intel right there.
Yeah, for sure.
So how about another text, Ricky?
I thought so. We had a great one from our friend Jolene in Oceanside.
Hey, Jolene.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Wayne. The Star contest has been an absolute blast, and I'd love to have a brand new boat. I wanted to say, hi, Wayne. You're a great addition to the show. Can you explain a little bit about this year's rockfish regulations in terms of dates and changes to species in Southern California?
Ooh. Hey, Jolene. Good to hear from you. I love watching all your posts as you go out and do all the fishing that we don't always get to go do.
Yeah.
So rockfish regulations, the changes that happened this year mid-season happened to do with mostly Northern and Central California, because what they found out at Pacific Fisheries Management Council and then approved at the commission are changes to the depth and depth restrictions, because they were going to be inside of 50 fathoms. They opened it all the way up, all depth. because they didn't have the need to protect the quillback like they thought. So that opened that up, and then they removed the line that split Central into two, a North Central and a South Central. They removed that line. So that was important to give everybody up in Central and Northern California more opportunity to fish groundfish. That's good for us. It was good for them. The science proved out exactly what we were telling them. Down here, the one major change to groundfish happened to be where they combined Sunset and Vermilion into one bag and one amount, only because there was too many people that were misidentifying their fish. So it's easier to be overprotective to protect the species rather than to give people fines. It just made it easier. So those are really the major ones.
Wait, back up. Sunset, rockfish, and a vermilion are two different fish.
Correct.
Ish. Okay.
Ish.
Ish.
Yeah.
They're defined as two different species.
Right? Yeah.
So the problem is if you it is very hard. I would have a hard time identifying them.
Do we catch sunset rockfish down here?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I mean I hang my hat on rockfish knowing the difference.
You're rock hard Rick.
Your fault. I think that, you know, I was talking to Steve Crook, like it's a dorsal spine or a fin ray counting thing, but the color patterns and designations are if not identical, extremely close, and a lot of time it's just by depth. And that's always bummed me that, like...
So is the sunset deeper?
I don't remember. I don't remember if it's shallow or deeper. It's one of those two that's the main things. Like, oh, well, if you catch one and it's this deep, then that means it's probably this. And if you catch one and it's that deep, it means it's probably that. There is a difference, but, you know, let's put it this way. If Steve Crook couldn't immediately point to one and tell you, and he'd say, like, I need that. That's
exactly.
What I'm trying to
say. So that's why they combined.
They combined the two into one bag, which is a limit of two.
Limit of two.
For the southern region, and it was for the right reasons to protect.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you catch a sunset rockfish, it counts as a vermilion and vice versa.
Correct.
Okay. When Steve was trying to describe it to me, he said a researcher that works with sunsets and vermilions would look at it and tell you the difference. The rest of us would be like, okay, let me get an ID guide and see if we can't determine what, you know, it's that level of similarity that's why it made sense to combine.
Very good.
So, do you have another text, Ricky?
I sure can. And this one is, said, good morning, gents. Congratulations on 34 years. I started listening to you in the early 90s while driving a tractor in the Imperial Valley. It only got AM radio, and it really made those hours fly. I'm listening with my boys and appreciate all the knowledge I've gained over the decades. Keep it up. You guys are the best. That's from Matt in Peñasquitos. Matt, congratulations. It's been a fun ride, man. It's a lot of fun years.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. So I got another one here. It's from Dave, and it says, as a private boater, would love to understand tips and pre-trip planning to identify where the fish offshore. Temp, breaks, chloroform, especially interested on how to identify current direction and all. Where do you get that information for planning?
Fishdope.com.
I was just going to say, the very last segment was sponsored by Fishdope.com. That's exactly the tool that puts it all in one place, and it just offers so much information.
Yeah, and you get it all for $200 a year.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, and if you use the code hookup now, all one word, lowercase, you get $30 off.
Yeah.
For your new membership, and it's got temperature, chlorophyll, the whole thing. The other thing too, and I will throw this out to Terrafin, terrafin.com, $99 a year.
Yep.
Terrafin does different things than fishdope.com, and it's a little more scientific on Terrafin. And I really like the charts on Terrafin because I know them, use them, and no matter where you are in the world, you can get a Terrafin chart. Like if you're going to Alaska, you're going to Baja, wherever. They have Terrafin charts on that, and it's all part of your membership at Terrafin.com.
If you're serious about offshore fishing, it just needs to be a combination of the two.
Right.
Terrafin, like you said, gives you a very detailed, in specific location, water charts, whether it be water color, water temperature, even, you know, surface heights, currents, that kind of stuff.
And chlorophyll.
Right. Yeah, that'd be your water color. Yeah. Your... Fish dope is, in addition to water charts, it's where they were, what they did, the airplane. They're two sources of info, and that's what I was going to say. There is no such thing as too much good info.
Oh, no.
Fish dope, too, is so good to give you a synopsis of what's going on up and down the coast. You can kind of follow the trend. You can see where it's biting. It's a great tool of what happened yesterday, and then that, you know, with all those puzzle pieces, hopefully helps you be where it is tomorrow, you know, the next day.
Yeah.
The other big one, too, like you mentioned, Pete, are weather apps. And that has a lot of it to do with it. I use Windy, and then you just turned me on to it. Is it Ventusky?
Ventusky. Ventusky.
Yeah.
Actually, Dave from the Tomahawk turned me on to that, Captain Dave. And he says that's what he uses. I really like Ventusky. I think... And Windy's great, too.
Windy's still what I use just because it's what I used to.
Yeah. Ventusky, I think, has a tendency, like when you double-check it, to be a little more accurate.
Okay. That's good.
But they're both pretty close.
So there was
I actually use Ventusky a lot in Montana, too.
Oh, okay.
And it
works. Well, we were talking about before, the regionality of it. Windy's really good around here.
Yeah.
But not necessarily was it perfect when we were up in Alaska.
Right.
Where Ventusky seemed to be better in other areas.
Yes.
Even,
yeah.
More accurate.
So absolutely.
Maybe their application geography is different.
Maybe so.
Right, their coverage.
Yeah.
I'm a Windy guy because it's what I'm used to, but this week in particular, there was a couple of days that it was just not right on the better and worse side of things.
Right.
You know, there was definitely some times where it called to be a little better than it unfortunately actually was. It was a little worse offshore. There was other days we had the exact opposite where it was calling for heavier wind and it just wasn't that bad, you know.
Like we heard Dan earlier on the day and a half searcher trip. He said it was calmer at the bank than it was at Klamath. When does that ever happen?
Right.
That's well, weird. And the trouble is, none of the apps are going to tell you the grumpiness when the swell is totally mixed out there or close together.
Right.
And that's where it's hard. Until you get on the water, sometimes you don't know.
Right.
The buoy only goes up and down, right? And the wind tells you. But you don't know where the wind pushed a swell in a certain direction against the other swell. So there's those nuances that I don't know if an app is going to pick it up. So you use them to get the best idea, to give you a ballpark where you're going to go and how you're going to get there and what you think you should look for. But once you get on the water, even if it tells you the fish were caught right here, that doesn't tell me they're going to be there tomorrow because they swim.
Yes.
But it tells you where a starting point and what you should be looking for, whether or not you have a temp break, a chlorophyll break, how and where you should be looking to have the best opportunity to go find a fish.
Right. Gets you a good starting point, then you got to rely on your Baker Marine. You got to rely on your Baker Marine binos to then find it.
Yeah,
very true. Hey, we got Mike Lum on the phone. Hey, Mike, what's
going
on?
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Fantastic. So, big event kicking off today.
You know, it is time again for Rod a Week, and this year we have a great lineup of rods that were donated by the various manufacturers, and they're all top-of-the-line rods. This is like our kind of like our Reel a Week. We try to keep the product at the higher end of things, and thanks to the generous donations from the manufacturers, we've got a great lineup for everybody, and we're kicking the sale of the tickets off today with a special promotion. You remember a couple months back we did Reel Week and we were able to give away a bonus prize for people that were buying $100 worth of tickets, and we gave away a Newell reel that was new in the box, which was really special. Well, we have something equally special to kick off Rod a Week. We've got one of Carl Newell's personal fishing rods, and for those of you that weren't familiar, Carl Newell was really quite the innovator, and I believe set the direction for fishing tackle here for Southern California fishing that has not ended. We continue to improve upon things that Carl innovated, and when we have a chance to get a piece of history, anything that belonged to Carl Newell is something that's is rare and a great thing to own. Conversation piece, wall hanger, whatever. But most people don't know this. Carl Newell really enjoyed fishing with 4 to 4.5 foot fishing rods. 43-inch fishing rods with a roller stripper, roller top was his preferred method of fishing. And having had a chance to fish with him a couple of times on some of his charters, the boat would be filled with these little short rods, and he would go around and encourage everybody to try them. And it was different, and if you weren't real used to it at first, it was odd, But very, very effective. And for the type of fishing we were doing back in those days, really a lot of fun and very effective. So anyway, we have one of his rods that we were going to give away to one of the lucky winners. And it's going to include a Newell reel that matches it. And this rod truly did belong to Carl Newell. It was given to us.
I have a photo that I printed off of the web, and with a picture I'm showing up on here. And it's the
perfect. That's so
that's
cool,
a piece
Mike.
Of history, man.
So cool.
That's a piece of history.
So it's 43 inches of sport fishing history. That's how I'm calling it. It's a very, very cool, thing. Anyway, Rod of Week starts on November the 6th. So anybody that buys a ticket between now and November 6th will be in all the weekly drawings, and they'll run through January 22nd. And we'll be doing that on, I believe, I should know this. I think it's every Thursday. Yeah, Thursday evening, starting November 6th. The very first week, November 6th, we'll give away that Newell rod and reel as a bonus. And then all the rest of your tickets will be in there for all the drawings or until you win. So they're $25 a piece. If you buy four of them during this promotion, we'll give you a fifth one for free. And all of your tickets stay in for all the drawings until they win. And, of course, the purpose of this is to raise money to take more kids on their first ocean fishing trip. And we have been having a really, really strong year. We've taken lots of kids this year fishing, and we're now looking into next year, trying to raise as much money as we can so we know what our budget is, so we know how many trips we can book. So it's important to us to get you guys to donate, take part in the Rod of Week, support the manufacturers that gave us these rods to make this possible. And those manufacturers, Calstar, GrabTech, Seeker, Taipan, Batson, Turner's has one of their private label rods in there, Fishing Syndicate's in there. These are all top-of-the-line rods that you'd be happy to win any one of them. And so the way you buy tickets is you call the phone number 951-264-7382, or you can send an email to win@rollokids.org, and all we need is a name and phone number. We'll know why you are contacting us, and then Tim Baker will do the honors of calling you back and selling you whatever tickets that you want to get. And again, buy four of them, donate $100, you'll get five tickets in the Rod of Week, and you'll have a chance at this 43 inches of sport fishing history we're going to give away
with
on
the reel. And Tim is standing by right now at that number.
He is, and he'll be returning calls in the order that they are returned. So if you send in an email and it takes him a little bit to get back to you, he will get back to you. And it's unfortunate that the way California is structured, we cannot sell you tickets online because we are based in California, and California law does not allow for that. We have to do this over the phone or in person. By the way, we will be at Tackle Day in
November
the end of 1st. October.
And that, November 1st, and Saturday, is, November 1st.
Right, and that is before this drawing starts. So you can always pick up tickets there if you don't get a chance to call in. But we would like for you to call in and get the tickets, get this ball rolling for us so we have an idea where we're at, and then come see us down there at Tackle Days. We'll have a booth, and we'll be doing a bunch of fun stuff there as well.
Yeah, so again, this special drawing, it's limited. So you buy four tickets. You get one for free now. They're $25 a piece, so you get $100. You get five tickets plus an entry in. Plus, how many entries into that piece of history?
One.
From Carl Newell? You get one entry
one.
In once you
one.
Buy $100.
You get one
all
entry,
right.
And sometimes the guys that really want to support us, they buy multiples, right? They buy $300 worth, then they'll have three entries
right.
into the special drawing.
You buy $500 worth. You don't, and it's all again. It's a 501c3 charitable organization. You know, talk to your tax guy, but I believe it's tax deductible. And you'll get five. If you get $500 to Rollo to send kids fishing, you'll get how many tickets is that? That's like, you get 25 tickets and
you'll get 20, you'll get, Right.
25 tickets.
Right. 25 tickets.
And you get five entries into the Carl Newell drawing, for sure. Get that piece of history. All right, again, 951-264-7382, 951-264-7382. Tim's standing by. Leave a message if he doesn't pick up. And then, again, how do we email him?
It's win@rollokids.org. And all you need, you don't have to write him a letter. Just send your name and phone number. He'll know what it's for. He'll get back to you. And if you want to take a closer look at the rods, go to rollokids.org on the, you know, just go on their website and they've got them all listed there and you can see what you're trying to win. But take my word for it. You'll be happy with any of them that you win. And I wanted to remind everybody with the cost of everything going up the way it is, obviously, it's important for us to continue to raise more money so we can keep the same number of kids every year. We're up to almost $75, I think it is. $75 per kid now is what it's averaging to get these kids out on their first ocean fishing trip and provide the tackle and feed them a hot lunch and make this possible. These trips are very, very important to these youngsters that have never been out on the ocean fishing before. This is their first opportunity to get out. And if you'll go and look at the Facebook, Friends of Rollo Facebook page, we have a number of recent trips, photographs of the kids, and you'll get an idea why this is so critically important. And I want to also virtually shake Wayne's hand right now, because Wayne has been doing a wonderful job for Friends of Rollo, helping us get our social media messaging out better than we were, and he's doing a great job for us, as he does CCA and Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes, he does.
I'm glad he's retired. I'm glad he's retired.
Not bored. Never bored. can't beat this organization. I mean, taking kids fishing, anybody that's ever gone out and done it and watched the kids who caught their first fish, been on the ocean for the first time, playing in the bait tank, it's special, and this is how we start the next generation of our anglers enjoying our favorite sport of fishing.
You're here.
Very all important. Right.
Mike Lum, thanks a lot for that. Thanks for all you and Tim do and all the people that volunteer for the organization. RolloKids.org for more information. Rod a Week, call Tim right now. Buy some tickets. Thanks, yeah. Mike.
Thanks,
appreciate
Mike.
It.
Hey, when we come
thank
back,
you guys.
Thanks, Mike. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your texts. We got more, a lot of fun. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570. Or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. Man, with this past trip that those the guys had on the Searcher and that great bluefin fishing, but with a little bit smaller bait and a little bit finesse action, how do you not talk about the greatest live bait fishing reel in the world, the Trinidad series from Shimano?
Yeah, it's screaming to me Trinidad 16.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about
right?
you.
Yeah. 14, 16.
25, 30-pound test, mm-hmm. right? You put 65-pound Power Pro on there, top shot it with some Seaguar Gold, 25 or 30. I'd probably lean to 30 with the bigger blue.
Especially with
like
gold
that.
Being a skinny diameter. Live yeah. bait fishing gets no better. You get yeah. power, you get free spool, you get ease of use, you get longevity in the smoothest package ever made.
And amazing casting reel, too.
No doubt about it. It's the Trinidad series. Check it out at your local tackle store. For more information, check out Shimano.com.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's Performance Collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by Fishermen for Fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. If you want to join us, the only way to get your questions in today on the fun show with Wayne and Pete, myself, 833, excuse me, that's how you call into the fan. That'll be tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you want to get in today, you send us a text. That's on the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's the only way to send in your text. Make sure you include that name and a phone number too, because we're giving away a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar White Tip Pros at Black Frame 580 Costa Glass.
Ooh, check them out. Sweet. Yeah, if you're looking to us on Facebook or YouTube, of course, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, you can access all of that stuff. You can listen to today's show, last week's show. All the archives are on the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free app if you haven't downloaded it. It's an absolute no-brainer. It works on Android as well as the Apple, whatever it is. I'm an
iTunes.
Android guy.
Yeah.
But
App Store.
App Store. Thank you very much. It works on there too, and it works on all those platforms. So it's a free download. You can access archives. You can access the live show. You can access our Facebook and YouTube, all our social media contacts. It's a one-stop shop on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And I guess, what do we got now?
We got the man. We got our buddy from the Smokies Curing Company in Baja Cantina, Chris Boyers, is on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Chris.
Buenos dias, amigo.
Pedro, Rick, Wayne, buenos dias. How are we doing, guys?
Buenos dias, amigo. Everything's great, buddy.
Amigo. What's going on down south?
What a week of fishing we had, guys. I'm really pumped. We're getting pretty close to hitting on all cylinders. And we'll start off with the yellowfin tuna bite. It's limits galore on tuna, guys. They're bringing in limits on every boat. We had a great week of fishing. And not too far out, pretty much, I'd say 15 to 20 miles off Tuscadero was hitting on all cylinders this past week, as well as maybe about the same off La Ribera, so not too far off. I'd say most of the fish are in the, 15 to 25-pound range, but we did get a 195-pound cow this week, if that doesn't excite you.
Hey, nice.
Yeah, so we're selling a lot of fish boxes. Let's put it that way. We had a group leave yesterday. I think they had 19 fish boxes. They're 50-pound fish boxes.
Whoa.
So, yeah, limits galore on tuna. So that's really exciting news. Also, the marlin bite and the sailfish bite still going off. It's been great for a long time. Lots of stripers, plenty of blues, and a lot of sailfish. So guys are having a lot of fun catching those out there. And they're spread out all over. So there's not like one area, but they're pretty much all over. And, man, that roosterfish bite still continues to impress. Lots of roosterfish pretty much anywhere from to the north off Pescadero all the way down to Lighthouse to the south, anywhere in between, close in, 40, 50 pounders everywhere. They're catching those on the green jacks. So, man, I'm telling you, just you want to catch roosterfish or tuna, this is your time, or marlin. The Dorado bite, not too great. I'd say we were probably got 25, 30 Dorado in, and that was mostly off La Ribera right there. And over at Muertos Bay to the north. So, but not great. But hopefully that'll pick up. And then not too many. We got only a couple wahoo this past week. But we got the tuna wahoo jackpot coming up next Saturday at Palmas de Cortez. So I mean, hopefully the wahoo bite will pick up. But plenty of tuna. So we'll see. And like I said, we had the one big one, and so you never know what could take that tournament this week, coming up next week. We are keeping our eye on a little storm out there, but it looks like we might be okay. We'll keep a close eye on it, but hopefully it won't affect the tournament next Saturday. But as of right now, we're good.
I love it,
so,
man.
Good way to be.
Yeah, no kidding. And what's how's the bite at Smokey's Curing Company and Cantina?
It's rolling, man. And, oh, yeah, I was going to say, the you know, this time of year, it's not like there's a lot of boats going out, but they are all catching limits. So that's going to pick up here in the next couple weeks. But so, you know, Smokey's is doing well in the evenings with the anglers that are in town coming out. The town itself is pretty slow right now, which is just normal. But, yeah, the restaurant's been hopping in the night and evenings. And then, you know, of course, today and tomorrow, we've got college football and NFL on the 20 TV, so we should be picking up later in the afternoon.
Rad.
Yeah, and then come fall, we're going to have baseball playoffs and World Series and football. It's like sports mania there at Smokies. And
I need some Smokies in my life right now, man. I need to get down. I love it, buddy. I love it. Such a great atmosphere you create down there. It's such a cool spot to go after a day of fishing to come have a cold one and enjoy some great food and a killer atmosphere, Chris. We love it down there, man. Home away from home.
I appreciate it, guys. It's definitely a fun place come October, man. It's going to be hopping.
All right. Well, how do we find you if we want to book Vaquera or come on get more information on Smokies?
Give me a call at 858-231-1358. Get a hold of me at BajaSmokeDog2Gs@gmail.com. Or you can get a hold of me at VaqueraSportsFishing.com, and we will be available to talk to you anytime.
You're the man, Chris.
Well, appreciate it, Chris. Talk to you next week.
Okay. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, amigo.
Thanks, amigo. Talk to you next week. That's awesome.
All right. Well, we have some great text standing by. I thought this was a fun one. A little recap that we talked about earlier. It says, good morning, guys. I wanted to send a quick recap from our Let's Talk Hookup Searcher day and a half. I really wanted to thank Rick for his courteous service at the tackle shop. He gave us our undivided attention and treated us like an old friend and didn't sell us anything we need. My next big thank is to Pete. Didn't sell him anything we didn't need. We get a lot of guys in this time of year, hard to handle, but like I'm the biggest believer in that kind of thing. It's probably not the smart salesman-y thing to do, especially like selling fishing tackle is how we put food on our family's table. But like I'm the biggest believer in if you just sell a guy what he needs and none of the extra BS, you earn a customer forever. And like to a fault, I'm that way. A guy will bring half a dozen things up to the counter, and it's like, man, you know, like I just don't know. You know, that's the beauty that we have at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop is we got to talk to Mike Totard when he pulled the boat in, and then again when he's pulling the boat back out. So if we know this week, hey man, yes, these things have been killer, but if this particular week it hasn't been about the nighttime, let's save your $100. Let's not worry about investing in a tungsten jig right now. This $29 option is going to do you just fine because it's really been making our hay daytime live bait fishing, and I'm just such a believer in that. If you can sell somebody the right thing and save them a few bucks, you earn a customer forever rather than just selling a bill of goods one time. And
right.
Anyways, that's my saying. Well, it's very nice of you to say, but the second fun part about that was my big thanks to Pete for such a killer grab bag of goodies. It clearly took a lot of time and effort to put together, and all of it was useful for our trip. Lastly, the trip was just phenomenal. I thought Captain Mike had to make some really tough choices, and he was still able to put us on an almost wide-open sunset bite known as a Searcher Sundowner. Limits of Bluefin, big thanks to Let's Talk Hookup for amazing trip. P.S. Do not throw 15-pound. I'm still in pain. That's from Kurt in Ontario. Great text, Kurt.
Great text. Yeah, fun, you know, buddy. One thing I'll note, too, about you guys, like you and Dana Landing over in Mission Bay, the guys
totally.
That are on the water with the guys every day that are going out fishing, which would be you and Dana Landing and like Seaforth Tackle over mm-hmm. there, are the guys that know. I was in the tackle store the other day at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and I watched a deckhand walk out with, he had like a dozen or a half a dozen of these trolling jigs. I forget, the Halcos mm-hmm. or something like that. And I kind of watched and I said, okay.
That means
that's what's biting. That's what they're biting, right? When the deckhand or the captain is walking in there and buying those jigs. But that's the inside info that you guys know and nobody else knows.
It's what happened yesterday.
Yes.
It's not what happens in general. It's not, well, bluefin tend to bite this lure this time of year. It's just this is what they caught them with yesterday. This is what stopped the boat. It was, I mean, you could easily say, oh, bluefin like to eat a swimming plug. But that's what we pride ourselves on is instead of just, you know, having a swimming plug, it's like, well, all of the boats have all been calling us asking for this particular lure. Yeah. Here it is.
And it might cost a couple, you know, 50 cents more, 20 cents more, or something like that if you're not on the water. But those guys don't know, you know. Oh, I'm going to go buy it at some place over here.
Yeah.
No, but how do you know you're getting the right stuff? Go there, maybe pay a small percentage more just because there's a port tax.
I always say the same thing.
You guys got to pay the port tax.
Fisherman's Landing Tackle will never be the single cheapest by the penny place to buy your fishing tackle, and we're aware of that. It also is not the most expensive. We're an MSRP place. You know, that's what we do is MSRP, and we don't lesser than that. But the difference is we have the RCs and the Darrens and the Rays and the Dillons. Like, we have really, really good guys behind the counter, just like all the other places you mentioned, the Dana Landings.
Dana Landing.
You know, you have two ways that you can do that. You can be the very cheapest, and there is something to be said for that, or you can have the people that provide the very best customer service, and you know, if you don't...
And sell you the right stuff.
You can lose every penny by saving your few pennies by buying one wrong thing, and, you know, we just try to make sure that that's never the case. Right. You just get what you need. But anyways, it was really cool, Kurt, and I'm glad you had such a great trip, buddy.
That's interesting, because I'm going to follow this up with Steve from Monrovia saying, hey, enjoying the show today with these three knowledgeable gentlemen. I just wanted to make a quick shout out to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Rick spent an inordinate amount of time with me there last week picking out some CalStar rod blanks, and highly recommended the store to anyone looking for saltwater knowledge. And good luck to all the participants today going to the Star Tournament prize drawing today. But, you don't hear enough about the things that people do at the tackle stores, the knowledge. I mean, that following up what you just said, it's so important because we are passionate. All of us in this industry are so passionate about what we do and what we can provide. We're not there to gouge you. I mean, it never was part of the thing. I used to sell a wholesaler for fishing tackle here in San Diego, and it was about putting the right tools for you to be successful on the water, because then you're going to be staying in our industry with us fishing and being successful and being part of that group that is happy to be here, wanting to keep doing it. And that is so important.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, totally. No question about it.
I thought this was a fun text come through. And, Pete, I'm hoping it's something you know, because I don't know the best place to send, and hopefully somebody in our extended family might. It says, Pete, is it possible in the near future that you could pick up or recommend us a boat/cabin enclosure spot? I need some custom canvas work done, and I just can't find a reputable outfit. You always seem to work with the best people in our industry. That was from Mike and Rosemead.
You know, Well, Rosemead, I am not sure. I would call Mark Wish over up there in Rosemead. But I use Silver Bay Canvas down here. Mario used to work for some of the bigger companies. I've had bad experiences with one of the bigger companies down here in San Diego that I'll remain nameless. But Mario, who's one of the world's best canvas makers down here, Silver Bay Canvas, has done all the enclosures on the former Field Research, the new Moorfield Research, the Steiger Craft, and they do an excellent job. I know they built some canvas for Doug and Silver Bay Canvas.
That's good info.
But
I knew you would know that.
That's San Diego. Monrovia, I would definitely call somebody like Mark Wish, who would know the ins and outs of who would be the proper person.
Absolutely. So let's take another text here. We got Brother Mark up in Claremont asking, hey, great show, guys. Got a question talking about the giveaway at the end of the show with the sunglasses. I've seen the blue, the brown, the green, the yellow, and violet-colored lenses being worn out on the water. I have always wondered if any of these tints are more effective seeing fish than the other, and what is the best for the different areas of the sea conditions. Of course, polarized lenses are a ticket. If you could talk about that and what you guys go to for the different conditions for glare and wind.
What do you like, Wayne?
I was always a blue mirror guy because out on the water with the bright sun, it's the right tint. But I have moved over to a lot of green lenses because we have mixed conditions of overcast skies, dull conditions, early morning, evening, and the green is just a little brighter and helps to see more. The polarized lens helps with the glare. So I have moved a lot of my sunglasses that I'm wearing over to green. Over the blue. Now, if the bright blue, you know, the bright sunshine and it's hot and sunny, I definitely put my blues back on.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And especially, like, if I'm going down to the East Cape for our Palma State Cortez tournament next month, I'm wearing the blues. bright sunshine, stuff like that. But I'm with you. I'm on the green for sure. And if it's super overcast like it is today, I'll even a lot of times go to the gold or the yellow.
So that's my big thing. We're going to the Sierras next week. Can't wait. Super pumped. And
yeah.
I really like fishing in a lot of creeks. And a lot of times it's like overgrown, right. Shadow, or just overcast, cool. Sunrise Silver Mirror is that yellow mirrored lens, and that thing is just worth its weight
like
in gold.
Turn on the lights.
In a low light condition, it is worth its weight in gold.
Yeah.
My day in and day out glass is a gray silver mirror. That's what I would say I wear 90% of the time.
What I wear driving.
Yeah, and in a low light condition, Sunrise Silver Mirror, yeah. Game changer.
But yeah, when I'm going to Montana next week, in Montana, we get a lot of bright sunshine, but we also get some overcast. The difference in wearing, I wear a lot of green up there mm-hmm. too, and a lot of the Sunrise Silver Mirror, and kind of have both in the boat. And the easiest way, especially when you're sight fishing like that, put them on, and you'll be able to tell what
you
should wear.
It is an instant difference,
just,
no doubt.
But you know. You got to have at least two pair of glasses, in my opinion, and a lot of times three.
Sometimes three.
Yeah.
I'm with you. And the thing about going up fishing and going in and out of shade and stuff when you're fishing the streams, I'm with you. I'd rather have the brighter because,
totally.
You know, when you get in that shade, you don't want to have to keep pulling your glasses off.
No. So. And if you're sight fishing like you are when you're trout fishing, yeah. it's an absolute must.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's going to be
fun. Yeah,
and you're staying
wait.
With Adventure and Camping?
Yeah, we got our camp site all reserved. It's the first time the whole family's going to go up there. Dallas and I used to do two trips a year to the Eastern Sierra. We fell in love with Adventures and Camping. It's such a cool spot. And then we had kids, yeah. And this is the first time with the whole family going up. Wyatt has been up once before. We haven't been since having Waylon, and we're really pumped. The whole fam's going. I can't wait.
Dog, too?
Oh, yeah, come on.
Yeah,
my
course.
Dog couldn't even look at her if we went to the Sierras and that's enough. Yeah, it'd be a big deal.
That's cool. And they set it up for you. You've got a big camper.
Dude, they're so cool. Yeah.
Adventure camping, Ryan and his wife,
Shannon,
Shannon, are amazing. And they'll help. Just call them
that's
up.
That's the thing. That's what I tell everybody.
And they'll customize whatever you need. And they give you a Let's Talk Hookup discount. They'll give you a super, especially this time of the year. You know, the fall is the best time in the Sierras, number one time.
It's the most comfortable time to be there. It's when the fishing is the best. And there's the people are, you know, the majority of people have left. School is back in session. It's just, it's the time to go. And it's when the fish bite the best. Right. I'm so pumped up. And I'm pumped to do it a little bit differently. Like, I like to fish a lot of moving water and, you know, maybe technical stuff. I'm really looking forward to doing some of the opposite of that. I'm looking forward to having the boys out.
Are you on the fly or are you on a convention?
I think this trip is just going to be a lot of making sure that my boys have a great time in campfire and s'mores and, you know, getting a pontoon boat on June Lake and trolling around and waiting for the rod to bend over and that kind of stuff. Like, yeah. I'm just pumped. Like, I want to make sure that this is more fun for them, and if we catch some fish in the meantime, awesome.
Yeah.
Dallas has got, like, pine cone decorating Christmas ornament stuff planned. Like, we're just going to have a blast in the Sierras. I can't wait to go. Yeah.
These are the memories that they will remember.
I'm so excited.
I grew up in the Sierras every two weeks every summer with my family camping.
I'm so excited.
I still remember it. I treasure those memories of going up there.
Yeah, and Adventure and Camping, you don't have to own a camper. Even if you do, you don't even have to set it up. They set it up for you. You walk up, and then when you leave, you just leave the keys on.
We're going to drive up in our car, comfortable, not towing anything. The trailer is going to be set up, done, ready, fridge on, cold, AC running. And there'll be a creek 10 feet out the steps. It's got brook trout and rainbow trout in it. We're going to do the whole experience, all the water, all the showers, all the everything. And then when we're done, we throw the keys on the table, load the kids up, we drive home, you know, not towing a trailer, 75 the whole way, just done. It's the best way to enjoy the Sierras.
That sounds
I'm so
cool.
excited, dude. I can't wait.
That's going to be fun. And like I say, this time of the year, you know, things cool down, the leaves start to change.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a beautiful spot.
I love it.
Adventureandcamping.com. They have everything listed on their website. So you can pick the camper you want. If there's just two of you, you can get a small one. You can get a big one. You can get campfires for you. They'll have barbecues for you. They'll even bring firewood for you.
Yeah, if you want to do nothing, they'll provide
chairs,
the barbecue, the generator, the firewood, the mats. And if you're a guy that does a lot of camping, but you just want to use the trailer, you don't have to bring any of that. It's just, it's awesome. They're the best.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now, you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hello, Let's Talk Hookup listeners. This is Tim with Friends of Rollo, and we were gearing up for our annual Rod a Week promotion. This year highlights a fantastic selection of rods that will be given away every Thursday starting November 6th. All of these rods can be seen on the Rollo website at rollokids.org. Tickets are $25 each, and if you buy four, we will give you one free. When you buy four, you will also be entered into a drawing to win one of Carl Newell's personal rods and Newell reel. Carl Newell was a pioneer in the fishing industry, and what better way to have a chance to own a piece of fishing history? To purchase tickets, call Tim at 951-264-7382 or email win at rollokids.org. Please leave your name and number, and I will get back to you. Thank you for making it possible for Friends of Rollo to take over 150,000 kids fishing. Your support is greatly appreciated.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader. More natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time. How fun. Right, Pete, you get to flip the coin today.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Today we have a texter. Congratulations.
That was a solid flip.
Yeah. There, you know, that should be noted. That was as good of a flip. Perfect location. Good sound on the table. That's how it's done, guests. Excellent job, Pete. It was a texter today. Dave in Los Angeles, you have got yourself this brand new pair of Costas. You are going to be so stoked.
Dave.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, Dave. And, wow, Wayne, you're wrapping things up here, but it's kind of fun sitting in the third seat here, but it's all you right now, Wayne.
It's all good. Hey, thanks to everybody who's called, listening, texted. What a great show. Thanks for Kyle and Adam on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Listen tomorrow. We got Brian Sanchez, Fernandez, Charter, and the Promar guys here Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m., 97.3 The Fan, Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live. Thanks, everybody.
All right, Rick and I will see you tomorrow.
Yeah,
thanks,
you
Wayne.
Boys.
Great job, Wayne.
Thank you very much.
Go see Wayne today up in Orange County at the big giveaway for CCA.
CCA Star Wrap-Up Award Tournament. Yeah, somebody's going to win that, Parker. We'll be at Bass Pro Shop.
In Irvine.
In Irvine.
All right. See you there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.